This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
All you have to do, dial in toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You may Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Coming up, we've got to talk about inflation from the book Economics in One Lesson. We've been kind of going through as like a book club almost. It's kind of a small club, you and me, Johnny Ray. Mark, you're kind of in and out on this club, and maybe some of our listeners are reading along with us. That's a possibility.
Considering I read the book once already, yeah. And you know, now it's like I'm never sure whether or not we're going to actually talk about it. So, yeah.
We've been doing all right the last few weeks.
We've just if we talk about Hazlitt today, it'll be three times in a row.
You're right, 3 weeks in a row. All right, let's go, though, first to your calls and thoughts. We got John in Nevada. He's on the line. Go ahead, John.
Hi, guys. Hey. You were talking about whether one can contract to be a slave.
Yeah.
Well, a contract is an agreement, and you should keep your agreement unless you become of a moral reason why you should break your agreement. So if I could agree to do anything Ian says for a day. And he could give me $100 for that. Now, if he says, make me a sandwich, I should make him a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
But if he says, shoot Mark, I shouldn't do that because there's a strong moral reason why I shouldn't shoot Mark. So
agreed.
I don't think that that is consistent with what our idea of slavery is. Because you asked if I can sign away my rights, but the point is I can't sign away my moral responsibility.
So that part I get is that if you were a slave, for instance, you wouldn't have to follow every order that's given. But what about situations where you just decide you don't want to do the job anymore? So, for instance, I use the example with Johnny Ray that I could take. I don't think anyone would have a problem with me taking. $15,000 to work for 3 months out at an oil derrick, right? And,
yeah.
I do that job just fine. Well, what if I decided to take, 10 times, 40 times that amount, whatever that might be, because I'm just not going to be able to do that on the air here, 40 times that amount for 10 years out on that oil derrick, and then at 5 years I decide, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't have any money, so I spent that up online gambling or whatever I did. And, would I be able to leave?
Well, I would say you probably have the right to leave, but nobody is necessarily required to make it easy for you to leave. Now, say LeBron James signs a contract to play basketball for $40 million this year. Now, if he decides to not play basketball, then he's in breach of contract. But I don't think anyone can force him to play basketball.
Right. That's true.
So he's not a slave. He can break his contract, but the only thing you can do to him is, you can sue for financial damages or something like that, since he agreed to play for you and was paid the money. But you can't hold a gun to his head and make him play basketball.
So in the libertarian, I've read libertarian novels where they sort of talk about the future and what things might be like. One of the ways they solve sort of the incarceration problem, as it were, is that they, fine people, and then people can't pay the fines, so they contract with something akin to a pawn shop where you can trade your labor in the future for money right now. So, for instance, I rob your house, and the amount that I'm supposed to pay back is $10,000. I don't have $10,000 because I'm out robbing houses, and chances are good there's a meth addiction involved.
Yep.
And so I contract with, you know, this pawn shop or type organization to give me $10,000 to pay you for the judgment that has been passed down through the arbiter, and then that organization would give me, you know, maybe 6 months or a year worth of my labor in the future to pay off that $10,000, and that's kind of how penitentiaries would work in a libertarian future. Are you saying that that wouldn't exist?
Well, I'm saying that, you know, this may be a sort of contract, but like any other, if a moral reason arises for you, that requires you to break the contract, then you will and should break it.
So what's the moral reason? You just mean if they ask you to do something, like they, instead of making an army of people that sift through the garbage to find the valuable stuff, they instead make an army to actually take over, I don't know, a city or something? Is that the kind of moral thing you're talking about? Or are you just the morality of following your own self-actualization?
There could be a variety of moral reasons. For instance, suppose a moral reason, like it turns out you have another responsibility that you weren't considering that's much more important, like you have to save your family.
Yeah, my mom gets sick.
Right, your mom gets sick. So there may be other sorts of good moral reasons why you should break a contract.
But then you're still on the hook for what you owe for the contract, right? Like, if you broke the contract, there's some penalty typically in that, oh, well, you were supposed to work for this pawn shop for however many more years. Well, now you owe us for whatever many years you're not going to be working, and so therefore you're still on the hook, right? You don't just get to walk away from the responsibility.
No, you still have a moral responsibility, you know, for the contract you've made. But I don't think this looks anything like our idea of slavery, because the human being is just too autonomous and has too many moral considerations to make that, you know, it's not like slavery. I mean, in slavery in America, slave just had to do what he was told no matter what, and the slave owner could do anything he wanted to him, pretty much. So
yeah, no one's saying this is slavery.
It's kind of close. I mean, I've said slavery multiple times during this conversation.
It's not slavery because you're entering in on your own volition. You're deciding what you're willing to do in return for what they're willing to do for you. In this case, to give you a bunch of money up front in return for your labor.
Chances are good if they do that sort of situation, they're going to put you in a place where leaving is going to be very difficult. You know, how does that look? So if you're put in some place with, you know, barbed wire, machine guns, and, you know, the whole deal, and said, oh, sure, you can leave. Good luck. You know, you really can't leave.
Well, you can make really bad decisions that put you in a really bad situation, you know,
yes,
with or without. So.
That's true. John, thanks for the call.
You do that today.
Thanks for the thoughts. I appreciate it. Let's go to Ricky in Pennsylvania on Skype. Go ahead, Ricky.
Well, just real quickly before I speak to Johnny Ray, I did want to mention last call. I find it also that Jared and Ray also think it's okay to breach a contract. Fact is, it's not. It's never okay to breach a contract. And somebody like our caller or Johnny Ray was holding that contract, I think they would definitely dispute that. Now, if I may answer your question even better, if you can swear away your rights and, as a slave say and so forth.
Go ahead.
Okay, first example. Now, driver's license. Now, in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, here says it right on my ID, I have never accepted the driver's license. That goes back also to retaining my right to travel. Now, the moment that you accept it, you take an oath to the state. And in that instance, you waive your right to travel. But I got one even better.
Hold on. I think the right to travel is a very interesting discussion. And there is an argument that when somebody does sign up for the government's license, that they are, you know, consenting into a system of control. However, I've never seen the argument of right to travel actually work in a government court. So I'm not sure how you stand on that right.
Well, I can actually point that out to another night. And I have in the
past.
Well,
we'd love to hear from you another night. Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Now, I mean, don't get me wrong. I hope somebody can prevail in a right to travel case. I've just never seen it happen.
I don't even know what it means precisely. You don't have the right to travel through my living room.
Exactly.
I mean,
we're talking about on government rights.
Government? What?
The idea being that you should have a right to go from point A to point B without encumbrance, without having to ask some government bureaucrat's permission to do so. Not to travel through your living room. We're not talking about private property here. More coming up here. You can share with us what you want. Free Talk
Live. I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Our number number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We can talk about inflation. That is the latest chapter that we got through here in Economics in One Lesson. We're going to do that coming up. Also, I want to let you know about the Blink Home Security System, where you can easily load up your household with Blink cams. In fact, you get three Blink cams for what the other guys will charge you for one security camera. When you go to blinkprotect.com/FTL, you will not find, I suspect, an easier, simpler system to set up than the Blink Home Security System. All you need is your Wi-Fi-enabled device, your phone, your tablet. Just connect to Wi-Fi. You connect actually to the hub that you plug into the wall. The one wire in the whole system is the power adapter for the hub, for the Blink Home Security System. All the cameras are wireless. They're battery-operated. You pop the batteries in. You put them in the rooms in which you want to be recorded. You want to be monitored. You set your recording preferences. You know, do you want it to be a 5-second clip, a 10-second clip, 30-second, whatever you want. Then when it sees some action, it will, you know, during the time frames you specify, will send you that clip to your smart device. So wherever you are, whether you're in the next room over or whether you are halfway across the world, you'll be able to monitor what's going on in your home. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. If you've got a small office, I think this will work well for that, too. Blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue here, we were going to discuss the question of inflation, which was one of the lengthier chapters in the book Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt. And, of course, a lot of this book is very familiar to those of us who've been discussing things like inflation and the minimum wage and unions. So, you know, it's hard to go through this and really see it as, at least from our perspective, a real eye-opener. But for a lot of people who maybe are new to economics, I think it would be a very eye-opening book to read. It tends to be, for the most part, pretty down to earth, pretty easy to understand. It can get a little highfalutin at times, but for the most part, I find myself generally comprehending the things that that Hazlitt is saying. And he gets into the chapter in this case for me is chapter 23, called The Mirage of Inflation. And he talks in this chapter about the different advocates for inflation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's like The people who are calling for the government to inflate the money supply, for listeners that don't know, that's what inflation is, where it's not the increase in prices, that's a symptom of inflation. Inflation is the increase in the supply of money, meaning printing out more money into existence, in this case from the Federal Reserve, the government making those choices, not just in the U.S., but in any country around the world where they do this, and they do it in all of them. And the economic fallout and consequences that come from that. And there's different people who realize different levels of the fallout from inflation, and they have different excuses as to why they support inflation. Some of them coming straight from ignorance, some of them just straight up lying or deceiving themselves about the economic consequences of inflation.
Yeah, and some of them believe that it's basically just free money.
They really believe that.
Yeah, and that when you put it into the economy, it just does good things because it's like, you know, Mark, wouldn't your life be better if you had $100,000 today that you didn't have yesterday?
I'd like that, yeah.
And that basically that's all that's happening is you're getting that, and now you're going to have an extra house maybe or another couple of cars, and that if you did that for everybody, it would just be an unmitigated success.
One of the things he starts out talking about is the difference between wealth and money. And I think that was a really important part of this chapter, because he identifies that most people, even some economists, will mix up these terms because they seem so interchangeable, because we measure in a lot of ways the wealth that we have. We measure it in dollars, and that's not the best way to do it. It's not accurate at all, because wealth is much more than money. It is the things that we have. It is the abilities that we have. The fact that we have air conditioning and heat, for instance, makes us far more wealthy than the people who did not have those things in the past. The fact that we have the ability to communicate instantaneously around the entire globe, again, is a level of wealth that is hard to calculate the value of something like that, But you know that you could look at certain things, like, for instance, the fact that it used to cost however much per minute back in 1980 or 70 or whatever to make a long-distance phone call, and now those prices have gone significantly down. So there would be some ways to calculate how, you know, the information revolution or evolution that we've had has reduced costs, which thereby increases the amount of money that you have to spend. But it's still sort of this incalculable, intangible thing of... you have instantaneous communications with anywhere, anyone anywhere in the world, and now with forms of currency like cryptocurrency, you have instantaneous ability to send money anywhere around the world. So again, the abilities that we have to achieve things, the products that have been created through human ingenuity, and then those products, you know, making new products from those products, and, you know, always having ideas combined with existing wealth brings more wealth. The wealth pie is constantly expanding, but it's not because of money being printed. That's not why the wealth pie is expanding. That doesn't do anything to expand wealth. It just, the money that comes out from the printing press chases around that same amount of products and goods, and so you see prices rise. And he gets into a lot of detail about how those prices can go up and how it is that certain groups will benefit from inflation in the moment, meaning that, Johnny Ray, you gave the $100,000 example. If you were the printing press, if you were the Federal Reserve, and Mark was the recipient of the freshly printed $100,000, Mark would, for the moment, benefit directly from that. You would have additional purchasing power that your neighbors did not have. And you would be able to go out and buy a boat or, you know, a fancy car or whatever. And then that
money would make decisions in the marketplace that would be perverse because of all this free money.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
At some point, it would all collapse in on me. This is what happened during the housing bubble here in the United States. Banks are the ones that get the free money from the government
first.
Yep, first. They began... to some extent, because politicians made them, giving loans to people who had no business. I got one of these loans. You essentially only had to have a heartbeat, and they didn't check that. I mean, you know, there's no-doc loans. I had a no-doc loan. Why? Because it's easier not to show your documentation to the loan officer than it is to show your documentation.
Sure.
I didn't have to go home and get my tax returns. I just stated my income, and that was the end of the story.
Wow, and, good old days.
Yeah, that was the way it was, but those people, the banks, were flush with money, and they were given orders by the government, who was, of course, also flush with money. This could never happen. This is the American dream. This could never collapse in upon itself, and sure enough, it did.
Yeah, and they do talk about the consequences down the line of how, even though the individuals who get the money from the printing presses first, the military-industrial complex, the banks, these are the people who receives the industries, who receive the payoffs, that they may benefit in the moment, but others are suffering from that. And ultimately, at some point, the piper has to be paid economically, and the malinvestments that come from this extra money coming in places where it shouldn't, that all has to get settled out at some point. People will lose their jobs, businesses will go under, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's usually the people paying the brunt of the tab, or the people at the bottom, who see the money last, but they see the price inflation earlier than they actually get their cut.
Let's talk more about it coming up, including hyperinflation. He addresses that, which was also an interesting part of this chapter. We'll share more with you from Economics in One Lesson coming up on Free Talk Live.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us on the radio waves. Live Sunday edition. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. And you can Skype into the show here. Skype username lrn.fm. Of course, you can go shopping with Free Talk Live this holiday season. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you can order stuff through our Walmart link there. And Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price when you do that. There are also some other links like Newegg and Amazon Canada and UK. So head over to shop.freetalklive.com. You can get your holiday shopping taken care of. Don't have to deal with any of the hassles of actually going out into real life and the parking lots and the lines and the out-of-stock problems and all of that. So just go to shop.freetalklive.com and get your shopping taken care of. As we continue, joining you in the studio here tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Me, Johnny Ray.
Me, Mark.
We've been talking about Economics in One Lesson. It's a great book written in the 1940s originally by Henry Hazlitt. It's been updated, I think, in the 1970s since then. And we're kind of getting through it here into Chapter 23, where we've been talking about what he calls the mirage of inflation. This endlessly attractive political thing that politicians have been constantly doing forever, because it seems, you know, a lot of them believe to benefit people. That, well, gosh, if we print out more money, then everybody just gets more money, and then everybody's wealthier. But the problem is, when you print more money, you get more money chasing the same amount of goods and services, and so the price goes up. It may not go up instantaneously, but as that new money filters into the system and goes from hand to hand to hand to hand, it starts, you know, to people start adjusting their prices upward.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty obvious if you take some kind of island, you know, where there's a small economy, and it's only a cash economy, yep. And you take and you suddenly double the amount of cash in the economy, it's pretty clear that coconuts and slingshots are going to cost twice as much cash at some point in the relatively near future, because now there's twice as much money in play.
Yeah, and I thought one of the other interesting parts about this chapter was his discussion about hyperinflation. And we've certainly talked about what's happening in Venezuela, which is the most or the least worth anything currency, or the most worthless currency.
I'd say that's the most worthless currency.
Yes. In the world today, and they are definitely in a state of hyperinflation. We've been following that story for quite a long time, and anybody who wants to go and look at the current exchange rates for the Venezuelan Bolivar should go to dollartoday.com, where, oh, you're getting a better deal this week than last week. It's actually gone down a little bit. You used to get 100,000 bolivars to one U.S. dollar, and now it's only 92,000 bolivars to one U.S. dollar. So it's a better week there in Venezuela. But what he talks about here in the book is the idea that when hyperinflation hits, it has more to do with the people and their belief about the money than it does with how much they're printing. So, I mean, generally when we think about inflation, we think, well, when the government doubles the money supply, then you can expect that prices might be doubling as a result of that over time, roughly. I mean, there's different factors to play in. But the prices are going to go up, sort of concomitant to some extent with how much gets printed. But that's not always true, because the prices of things have a lot to, when it comes to fiat money, which has no real backing whatsoever. It's just accepted because of the threat of violence, typically. That's what legal tender is. The idea is that as people perceive the drops in value of that fiat money, they get more and more desperate, and they start to perceive the money is worth less than it, you know, than they otherwise would have perceived, and that's why you get a hyperinflation situation. So you're combining the people's beliefs that are changing about the money with the fact that they're also increasing the money supply, and it just spirals out of control.
Sure, since money is backed by nothing, in, you know, modern day, money is backed by nothing. It's the full faith of the people that cause it to remain stable, if that makes sense. The stability comes from people.
It's a collective belief.
You don't see a lot of fluctuation in pricing when you're going to the grocery store. There's some, but not a whole bunch.
Well, right, because most people are fine in the United States with holding on to dollars. Even though at some level they understand that over time they have become worth less,
sure.
If they don't have the perception that it's a dramatic week-to-week drop. Whereas if you're in Venezuela, you know, one week to the next, that sandwich is going to cost you twice as much in certain circumstances as what you paid the week prior.
Right.
And when that sort of mindset changes, it really affects the value of the fiat currency. At least that's what he was saying in the chapter. I thought it was really interesting.
Yeah, mostly what I remember is that he got a little more poetic in this chapter than in some of the other ones, talking about how inflation gives birth to 1,000 illusions, and where he described, at the beginning of the chapter, he's saying there are some people who believe it's an unmitigated good to print money. There are other people who believe basically that when you put extra money into, without ramping up production in any way, if production is the same, but you add money, it just very quickly,
yeah, it washes out into higher prices.
Yeah, but he said no, that's not the case. Unfortunately, it's a lot more destructive than that, because in the transition period, what happens is, for example, if you give money to war contractors, that's the example he used, they get that money at the prevailing rate at the
correct
time. They're getting high-powered money, money that is worth what it is on the day that it was printed.
Right.
And then the demand, the extra demand for the goods that they produce raise their prices. They spend that money, say, in Washington real estate. And then the money gets to those people. The price of real estate in Washington goes up. And they're getting, and those people are getting relatively high-powered money. It's not quite as valuable as it was when it was first issued, but that goes on and on down the line. As the prices are inflated, the people at the very end, the little guys, they see the money coming to them in the form of higher wages or government programs or whatever. At the end of the line, and this whole time, the prices of things that they buy have been going up.
That's right.
And
so they get hurt.
At the very end of the process, it equals out for them. But in the meantime, they've been getting the shaft. So it doesn't affect everyone equally.
Correct. I thought his wrap up in the chapter was also very good. So I'm just going to share that one here for you. He talks about how that. Inflation is a form of taxation. We've said that a million times here on Free Talk Live. He says it's perhaps the worst possible form, which usually bears hardest on those least able to pay, on the assumption that inflation affected everyone and everything evenly, which, as we've seen, is never true. It would be tantamount to a flat sales tax of the same percentage on all commodities, with the rate as high on bread and milk as on diamonds and furs. Or it might be thought of as equivalent to a flat tax of the same percentage without exemptions on everyone's income. It's a tax not only on every individual's expenditures, but on his savings account and life insurance. It is, in fact, a flat capital levy without exemptions, in which the poor man pays as high of a percentage as the rich man. So what you see is that the poor, those who are not politically connected in a lot of cases, are getting the shaft even more so on this. Sort of like with the sales tax, a rich person can easily absorb, you know, sales tax hits, but a poor person might make or break them as far as, you know, getting their rent paid at the end of the month. But he says the situation is even worse than this because, as we've seen, inflation does not and cannot affect everyone evenly. Some suffer more than others. The poor are usually more heavily taxed by inflation in percentage terms than the rich, for they do not have the same means of protecting themselves by speculative purchases of real equities. Inflation is a kind of tax that is out of control of the tax authorities. It strikes wantonly in all directions. The rate of tax imposed by inflation is not a fixed one. It cannot be determined in advance. We know what it is today, but we do not know what it will be tomorrow, especially if hyperinflation kicks in. And tomorrow, we shall not know what it will be on the day after. And there's a little bit more here. We'll share that with you coming up here, and you can share your thoughts with us, whether it's about economics or whatever happens to be on your mind. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. More Free Talk Live coming up. You can join us.
Whether you share content as a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions, and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world, and featured on Fox Business Innovations, Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free. Join us here in the remaining moments. We've got time for you if you want to get on. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark in the studio talking about Henry Hazlitt's book, Economics in One Lesson. We're getting down to the rain. I think we got, what, 2 chapters? 3 chapters maybe left to go here. Maybe 4. But we're getting down there. We're talking about inflation, the insidious tax on everybody and everything, the tax that just taps out all of your value, everything that that you've created. It makes everything more expensive in society as more money chases around the same amount of goods. And it actually, you know, for people that are aware that the dollars or whatever your fiat currency of choice is that you are, you know, using, for people that are aware that the value of those things is going down, that's a disincentive to savings. So if you know that the value of your savings is depleting, you are less likely to have savings because you would be more incentivized to spend rather than to save. And that's not a good thing.
Well, the whole marketplace, whether they know it or not, reacts to inflation by minimizing savings. I remember the statistic, I think it was from 2005, but I'm just going to go ahead and quote it. You can check me and tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm not too far off. Is that in the year 2005, you know, the height of pumping money in, the housing, bubble and all that other stuff, Americans spent more than they made. It was like 104% or 102%. That part I'm not 100% sure on. But literally, no savings was going on from a sort of a macro perspective.
Isn't that typical? That was unusual. I figured that's what Americans typically did. Was you know they
Americans
they,
are saving
maybe not necessarily
now.
Going into negative savings rates.
Yeah.
Well, isn't getting a credit card debt basically spending more than you make?
Yes.
Yeah. Americans have had problems with that for a long time.
Yes, but that you weren't talking about it on an entire nationwide level.
Okay.
And yeah, sure. Right. Even now, I don't have the statistics sitting in front of me, but I think it's fewer than half have $1,000 put away, and fewer than 40%, like 40% of Americans don't have $400. $1,000. Half of Americans don't have $1,000 that they can put their hands on, and you know,
it's true,
yeah.
And it's from the culture. It's from inflation where. Psychologically, you understand that the saving your money doesn't help, and that's just a way to lose money. So yeah. You need to spend it instead.
Because money isn't wealth.
That's correct.
The thing that you buy with money is wealth. And, you know, in some cases, that's a depreciating asset. In other cases, it's an appreciating asset.
Rarely.
Rarely. There's very few things out there.
Bitcoin. Yeah.
Yeah, gold.
Gold's up and down, but I guess up over time. Anyway, like every other tax, just the final statement here. Inflation acts to determine the individual and business policies we're all forced to follow. It discourages all prudence and thrift. It encourages squandering, gambling, reckless waste of all kinds. It often makes it more profitable to speculate than to produce. Sounds like Bitcoin. It tears apart the whole fabric of stable economic relationships. Its inexcusable injustices drive men toward desperate remedies. It plants the seeds of fascism and communism. It leads men to demand totalitarian controls, and it ends invariably in bitter disillusion and collapse. I thought it was a pretty interesting chapter that really got into the details on inflation. If you want to check the book out, you can do that. It's free to read online. There are PDFs available, Economics in One Lesson. Any other observations, Johnny Ray, that you wanted to share from?
No, you covered it.
All right, well, let's go to your calls and thoughts. John has been waiting patiently here in New Orleans. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. Good to talk to y'all.
Thanks. Go ahead.
I have a story that I wanted to relay to you guys about an experience I had with the U.S. Postal Service. Before I go into that, I'd like to say your current topic is just amazing, and I wish more people understood exactly how money printing worked and the ravages of inflation. I wish more people understood that dynamic, because if more people did, I think we'd have a different discussion going on in politics.
Well, as they continue to inflate the money supply, more people will figure it out as their wealth continues to be tapped away from them by the insidious wealth transfer known as inflation. Anyway, go ahead with what were you calling about?
Okay, so a quick little bit of background. I live in New Orleans, and I've got a couple acres up in Mississippi, and I go camping. And, you know, when I go, I bring my dogs with me because, you know, they love it, and, you know, they get to be dogs instead of end up in my yard. But one of them decided to take a hike, and we lost her and don't know where she is. So, you know, we look for her, and, well, you know, eventually you have to go home because, you know, you got to go back to work to, you know, feed into the inflation industry. But anyway, so I go back the next week, and I printed up some flyers. And I figured, well, hey, let's go ahead and target the area where she was. And so I went and put them in the post boxes, you know, because I don't want to do a bulk mailing. I just want to say, hey, the people that live in this, you know, square mile area, I want to target those people because maybe they would see my dog. So anyway, you know, a week goes by again, and I go back up there, and I actually see a mail delivery person, and I actually stop her because, you know, I'm like, hey, this is someone who drives around this whole area every single day. Maybe she's seen my dog. And so I show her the flyer, and she's like, oh.
That was
you. We've seen these. She's like, you know, you're not supposed to put these in the mailboxes. And I said, I know, I lost my dog. I'm just trying to, you know. She's like, if you have to pay for that. And I'm like, really? And, you know, so anyway, that's the story.
Well, at least she didn't call the postal inspectors and have you arrested, because I'm pretty sure that's like some sort of crime. That's what I've heard, at least. I've heard that. I don't know if it's a misdemeanor or a felony or what. I've never actually done the research. But I've heard that a couple of times, few times in my life, that it's some sort of a criminal offense to put things into postal boxes. Maybe it's only criminal if it's commercial. I don't know. I'd be interested in learning a little bit more about that, honestly. I don't know anything more than just hearing rumors because I've never researched it.
I suspect that it's all
my
criminal.
My concern is that, you know, in the country, you know, and this is really country, you know, where someone has a quarter mile drive to their house, you don't just go walk up.
You don't do that.
You know, you might get shot or something. So I figured the mailbox was a good option for me. But anyway, yeah, apparently I did a no-no.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. I remember doing that as a kid, too. I forget, I had some kind of flyer for whatever purpose that I had to get to the neighbors in the neighborhood for some reason. I don't know, I think my parents were on like one of those neighborhood associations or something like that. But I don't remember what I was promoting. But I was putting it in people's mailboxes, and some people actually were sitting in their front yard having a party, and they yelled at me for it, like, "You're not allowed to do that." I'm like, "Okay, thanks." Kept doing it as I walked down the street.
Yeah.
Anyway. Hey, John, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. We do, and thank you. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Speaking of people just sort of randomly walking up long driveways, you know that I have a relatively long driveway.
You do. Yeah. You live
in
the woods.
Exactly when this was, but it was a couple few years ago, and the sheriff was running for state senate. You remember this situation?
Yeah, he lost, I believe.
I think this is the
guy who gave a no trespass order to me and Derek Jay and several other activists in Derek Jay's victimless crime spree. His name's Dick Foot.
That's right. Dick Foot came up my driveway, was walking up to my house. I'm out there, shirtless, splitting wood, and my wife and child happen to be out there near me at the time. They're not always out there when I'm splitting wood. I can do that by myself. But, I turned and I see the sheriff walking up my driveway, and I said, "Dear God, Laura, it's the law."
How was he dressed? Was he dressed?
He was dressed as somebody who was campaigning.
Okay. Okay, not as the sheriff.
Had a tie and that sort of thing. But I knew who he was.
Yeah, right.
And I'm sure that it's a relatively low percentage, maybe into double digits, but relatively low percentage of people in Cheshire County know who their sheriff is on site.
Yeah.
And especially it's not probably, in uniform.
It's probably higher here than it is in a higher populated place, but yeah, it's still low.
I don't know. Yeah. And I suspect that he was surprised to even be recognized,
right?
So he's kind of waved and started his campaign spiel, and I said, "Before you go on there, Dick," I said, we mailed our ballots in already, and we voted, so you can say whatever you want. I just want to let you know.
I thought Eli Rivera was the sheriff.
He is.
Okay.
He is now.
He is.
But okay. Prior to that occurring, it was Dick Foot.
Oh, okay.
And so...
and then he retired after he soundly lost in court, had his no trespass order, which was clearly illegal, overturned by Judge Burke.
So, anyway, he... we did vote for him because the choices really, really sucked, as you recall.
Yeah, they tend to suck.
Yeah, and he was going to be
voting.
He was going to be better on homeschooling, which is my fundamental issue on a state level, than Molly Kelly. So I voted for him.
All right, but anyway. Nobody knows who that is. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com, and then let's see next week, Johnny Ray. We've got
assault on savings.
Thank you. The assault on saving, that would be chapter 24 in Economics in One Lesson. You can read along with us. Just go Google it. You'll find it there. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Say 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.